Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Yes, and good morning. We are reflecting on our 2021, and I like to call this end of the year show celebrating and regrets and transformations, because we're going to be covering all of that. We're going to be celebrating today the things that we feel most proud of over the past year, and we're also going to be sharing stories around, you know, what are the things that are our biggest regrets from this past year, things that we had control over or didn't have control over, and what are we doing about that? And then we're also going to be uncovering and unearthing new transformations in our life. So this show is for you if you enjoy starting your new year now. You don't wait till New Year's Eve. You don't wait till New Year's Day to start setting your intention. In fact, the best New Year's resolutions are those that began like last month, where you do this intense reflection and then this forward thinking around manifesting what you truly want and desire most. So you're in the right place if that's what you want out of Hot Pink University's Blog Talk Radio Life class today. These are 30 minutes of inspiring and hopefully introspective, kind of reflective practices that I use in my own life, and I'm bringing them here to share with you. I'm Christy Bemis. I'm an author, speaker, psychotherapist, and I like to call myself an Ignite Your Life coach. I am the founder and owner of Hot Pink University, and these life classes are here for you on a variety of topics to ignite your life. You can find me at www.hotpinkyou.com or at Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. You're always going to find ways to be inspired, and I really encourage you to sign up for my newsletter. I don't, bash you with a ton of things. I have really great holiday specials and deals going on right now between now and the end of the new year on my wisdom cards, on my private coaching packages, my new Sparks Couples coaching packages, as well as, other deals that are out there for you to take advantage of in the generosity of sprinkling a little ignited life through the end of the year. I also have a buy one, get one going on if you're listening to this before the new year on my women's talking circles, which I'm super excited about. We have a great group of women from all over the world joining and coming together once a month to talk about things that matter most, sex, intimacy, and relationships. And I encourage you to check that out. Let's dive in. We're going to start where I love to start, which is around celebrations, which I feel like are so important. We as women chronically do not celebrate enough. We don't celebrate or have gratitude enough, or like focus on that gratitude on our big wins, as well as just our little day-to-day wins that we have every single day. And as humans, we're really wired in our survival limbic primal brain to really see the negative in our day or in issues, to see the danger, to see the danger of like not getting something done on your to-do list and really feel the panic over that. We're very hardwired for that. It's not hardwired to celebrate. It's not hardwired to even feel happiness. Like that's something we really have to work at. And it really takes the practice around doing that. And so today, to start us out, we're going to focus on not what we did not get done. We're going to focus on what we did get done. Have you ever created, I've done this a couple times, when I just really needed a big boost or like a pick-me-up, a to-done list? It's really fascinating. The other day I was doing that and clicking things off and writing a list, not a to-do list, but a to-done list. And I was writing the things that I was accomplishing from, like calling my partner in the morning and really connecting, to journaling, to walking and feeding my dog, in a timely manner, and reaching out to a contract that I have and just, checking in. We focus so much on, oh my gosh, I didn't get that done. And to create a to-done list is super powerful, and I encourage you to start today, right now. Take out a journal. And these life classes are yours to, you know, pause if you're listening to the recording. If you're listening to it live, these life classes are for you to come back and re-listen to it with a journal out and really pause things when you need to. So today, our to-do list is, you know, never empty, right? And each day starts with whatever didn't get done yesterday. You know, I always do that where I look at my list of what I crossed out, and anything that's not crossed out gets put onto the next day. And sometimes it just feels like it's piling on, and we never are done with our to-do list. It's never done. You know, if you're a homeowner, if you're a partner to somebody, if you're, you know, working for somebody or working as an entrepreneur, especially as an entrepreneur, believe me, you know, our to-do list is never ending. And to expect it to get done in order to feel accomplished and successful is just a kind of a witness to your own insanity, right? And so looking at our to-done list just for today, focusing one day, what is the list of reach outs, checkoffs, accomplishments, and shifts that you'd like to celebrate? We are going to spend some time, and again, if you don't have a journal, go pause and grab a journal. We're going to spend some time. I'm going to take a little pause for you to create your own celebration list for 2021. I want you to look over January, February, March, April, into May, June, July, August, September, October, and now November. And I want you to reflect on what are the things that you are most celebrating. I'm going to share pieces of my list with you right now to kind of get you thinking about big and little to medium wins that you might ignore throughout the year. Or you might just say to yourself, like, that's just life, you know. In fact, I'm thinking of one right now that I'm going to write down. And we just ignore these. We go by them and just we think, well, that's just life. That's just being an adult. That's just living. But it's not. These are big things, and we need to celebrate them. When we can place a lens on gratitude, we can create more and more. When we don't have gratitude, I really truly believe that the universe takes a look at that and is like, huh, you don't even have gratitude over that, right? And so what are some of the big wins? What are some of the little wins? I'm going to share a few from my list, like I said, and as I was talking and looking around my office space, I thought of another one, which are, you know, I published and launched these little cards called Wisdom Cards for Women. I started creating them around my 50th birthday in 2020. I did a pre-sale, which was super successful and helped, you know, fund the project. So thank you to all those that purchased them on the pre-sales. And right now, now to the end of the year, they're on buy one, get one, which is super, super awesome. But they're 50 cards for women. And their midlife years, but any woman, doesn't matter what age you're on, right? And they're inspiring cards to help you with, like, your journaling in the morning, to pull one each morning, each night, whatever you want to do to help focus on gratitude and celebration and just give you some self-reflective prompts. The front of the card is done with my illustrator, Jenna. And she did a phenomenal job taking some of my own personal pictures and putting it in there. But I published them on my own with a local company here in Madison, Wisconsin, GameCrafter. Shout out to GameCrafter. Super easy to work with. And they're on sale. But what I was thinking of that I had missed is not only are they on sale, like, online and through GameCrafter and through myself, is, you know, a company of Amy, who owns Little Luxuries here in Madison, Wisconsin on State Street, had them in her, purchased them and has them for sale in her little luxury shop. Shop Local, shout out to Shop Local. And it was really cute. My niece took her kids, so my grandniece and nephew, and they saw the cards in the shop And they said, "Oh my gosh, is our auntie famous?" Which is super cute. No, I'm not famous, but that's super cute that, you know, they saw the name and like, you know, they're there. And being that this is my alma mater town and that I walk those streets, I walk down State Street as a young 18, 19, 20, 21 year old on my way home when I lived on East Johnson, you know, I would walk down State Street to get to home. And there's something warm in my heart about, you know, having my published deck of cards in a shop somewhere. And that just feels really beautiful and living authentically and living out my dream. Other big wins. And for some of you, this might not sound like a big win, but it is for me of getting through and making it through to the finalization in January of my divorce. So when we take it month by month, you see things kind of get cultivated. And that was a long years and years in the making process of making that decision. And so anybody going through that right now, my heart goes out to you. It is really, really tough. And especially when there's kids involved, it is really not a decision that's taken lightly. And it took me years and years and years of trying and different things and working on things to really recognize that we needed to part ways. And that was finalized in January, which for me, when that's hard and when it's heart and soul, you know, gut-wrenching kind of work that you're doing, yeah, be gentle with yourself, right? Be gentle. Here's an interesting one before we take a pause for you, and then I'll go through a couple of other ones. I got my dog's teeth done. Like, he's been suffering, you know, and I had been delaying getting it done because, one, it just, you know, it takes time and effort. But other, I was, like, really worried it was going to be thousands and thousands of dollars, which it was, a pretty big chunk of change, $1,200. But I got those done, and I paid for that myself, and it just feels, like, really powerful to take care of your little fur babies, you know, and get them taken care of. I found in 2020 new lovership and really worked through a lot of things throughout 2021 in that, and working on communication, working on intimacy, working on all kinds of, like, how we navigate this 12-hour difference in where you live, where I live. And so that made my list of celebrations. I established better boundaries in business with certain clients and certain contracts, and that felt really good. Like, it honored, and I no longer was living in resentment, and it honored really what my needs were. I refinanced my house on my own. I took out carpet from the hallway and the stairways, and I got a little help on the laminate floor, not going to lie, in the hallway and the landings. But the stairs I'm doing all by myself. Like, I'm cutting them on a chop saw. And it feels so empowering to, like, run these big power tools as a woman. And so if anybody's done projects like that, shout out to you, right? You know, I paid off my ex. I was able to refinance and pay cash part of the buyout and refinance the rest of it, and that felt really good. I added more money to my 401k. I hired a CPA firm, so I'm really taking care of finances with, like, a big intentional desire of, like, getting a handle on those and really being adult about them. I revamped my business this last year. I took a course and got certified, you know, in working on my advanced practice certification for Somatica. And I paid for the whole course in cash. Like, I was able to, like, fund the whole thing and not get into debt. I got out of debt and stayed out of debt. Money in my savings. You can see a lot of money. Like, this was really important to me to, like, not lose everything in you know, divorce and in establishing my own independence. I traveled to Maui, LA, San Diego, Santa Fe this year. I went to the theater again for the first time since the pandemic with my season tickets. I helped my parents clean out their shed. I watched my brother battle cancer. I started this weekly Blog Talk radio program again. All right, so I want to pause for a moment and have you take up and create your own list of celebrations. What did you do this year? Is there anything that on my list caused a little tweak of jealousy or envy, like, oh my gosh, you did that? Because I want you to turn that jealousy and envy into the list we make for the transformations that we are going to be working on for the new year, okay? So take a moment and take a pause. All right. Once you have done your celebrations list, and mine is in my journal because I like to keep them there, but I'm going to be working, when my partner comes, we're going to be doing the list together. And we're going to create like a ritual around it where we either burn it or we display it for a week and then burn it, but somewhere where we can see and like kind of, you know, celebrate that and celebrate your list with someone else. I don't want this list to just live in your journal. I want you to maybe call a friend and say, can you create this list too? And let's have a celebration together. Super important to celebrate with one another. We're going to move on to regrets, which, you know, regrets like hang heavy on us, like a weighted cloak or a weighted blanket, right? Regrets can be regrets over what you did, like an action that was not authentically aligned with your desires, or it can be something that was misaligned with your values, like a regret that you did something that was misaligned with what you value. Regrets over what you didn't do are those things that are desires that get unmet. They're desires or wants or needs that you didn't spend time, money, or energy on. And I want you to think about what those are. For me, a big one was writing. I have a fiction novel that I thought I was finished with in 2016, but got some feedback on with a writing coach that, you know, no, it's not quite done. You need to go into rewrite kind of mode. And I didn't spend any time on it. And so I'm thinking about the obstacles that got in the way. One is I really am a super sleep advocate, but I get a little overboard. Like today I got about 9 hours of sleep last night. I know it's bad. And so do I really need that much sleep? You know, 8 hours, 8 to 9 hours is like ample, right? And so how can I shift my schedule a little bit and start creating a habit or routine around writing, not just journaling, because I journal every single day for at least 15 minutes, usually around more like 30 or 40 minutes. So not just journal, but really intentional, like sitting down, getting organized and really looking at that novel, as well as writing a new nonfiction book. We wrote Ignite Your Life. I co-wrote that with Anne in 2015, 2016. We published it. But another book that's kind of pushing at the surface for midlife women. How can I, you know, spend my time, money, and energy? What obstacles get in the way? Do other people get in the way? Do you spend your time, money, or energy on things like scrolling through Facebook, watching way too much TV, binging on Netflix? Like, are there obstacles that get in the way? Do you yourself get in your way? Your beliefs about your worthiness, your beliefs about what you deserve, your guilt maybe over spending money or spending time on yourself, does that get in the way? So I want you to think about that. If you made intentions last year at the end of 2020 or a vision board, which I do every single year, I create a vision board in January, end of December, January, with one word on it. That's like my word of focus. Sometimes it's freedom. Sometimes it's peace. Sometimes it's completion because I have a lot of projects that are like up in the air always. And so whatever that is, this last year it was prosperity. So hence the list has a lot of emphasis around finances. But whatever you intended to at the beginning of 2021, take a look at that now and survey it. Assess those accomplishments that you made, that amazing list of celebrations you just made, but then also take a look at those that you didn't and why. You know, for me, I shared write that book or start that blog. Did you get part of the way done? Like for me, I journaled every day, right? And I created these blog talk radio programs out of my writing and my daily journaling. These are really created out of that process. So did you get part of the way accomplished? And what was maybe holding you back? Self-doubt or worse, self-deprecation? You know, for me a lot is for weekly blogs is writing weekly blogs and publishing them is a super big goal of mine, and I don't do it. And for me, a lot of it is, can I be visible with this? And just, is this enough? Like, is this a good enough blog? You know, so there's that sometimes perfectionist that gets in the way. So ask yourself a little bit around that. Like, what is getting in my way? What are the obstacles? What are some of the beliefs that I need to really shift and refocus on better that are getting in my own damn way, right? If your goal at the beginning of the year was finding big love this year or renewing the spark in your relationship, you know, what was holding you back? And a lot of times when we act, a regret that can be based on an action that doesn't align with our values can cause a lot of shame. And shame actually holds us back. It really keeps us stuck because shame is like saying, I am that awful way that I acted in life, right? And usually shame happens, again, when we're behaving in a way or acting in a way that's not lining up with our values. So we either need to realign our behavior to our values and like readjust things, right? Or we need to take a look at our values and where they come from, because they're honestly, they're just made up. Everybody has different values and they're just made up. Usually family of origin creates them. Usually experiences in life or our temperament or what you believe in most dictates like your values in life. And that's kind of where they come from. But we create them. And just like we create them, we can dismantle them. And we can change them to align better with what we desire. And that's super important. In fact, that's the biggest piece of what I'm writing about for midlife women. This next year, I'm making that commitment to really hunker down and create a project around it for myself. But that's important. These are important things. And living a life that is, you know, authentic is super important because you get this one life. We're moving on now towards the end of our time together to transformations. What do you desire? What do you want? What do you need? What do you want more of even? What prosperity or what abundance in love, in money, in relationships do you want? In 2020, I wrote myself a letter of what I desired and wanted most. I spent the day at Sundara Spa. I got a massage. I spent some time in the pools. I had a beautiful, big, healthy lunch. And then I spent some time by myself in a journaling room with my bathrobe on and all cozied up. And I wrote a letter to myself of what I really wanted most in partnership. And when I recently went back and reread that, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of those dynamics that I was looking for that's in my current partnership now. And I think that shows the power of manifesting, the power of knowing what you want and desire. And a lot of the women that I work with in psychotherapy, that's the hang up they have around transformation is, I don't know what I want. And if we don't spend time in self-reflection, for me, it was that day at Sundara that really, really helped me focus in on what my body wanted and needed most. Most of us just don't know what's possible. Or we failed and we missed the mark in the past and we think that that dictates the future. So we lower our expectations versus shifting our focus and trying again and again, but in a different way. And ladies, you don't know what you don't know. And we can create false limits on a lot of areas of our life, including pleasure, including prosperity and what we possibly can afford and make in our lifetime, including love and more. And what if you could transform and begin again and again and again? No transformation. Here's the other piece that I really want to hone in on regarding the vision board that you create for yourself this year. or the journaling list that you create of like desires and wants and more. No transformation ever in my life has occurred alone. You know, when I dated after my divorce, I had a therapist-led women's group on sacred sexuality with Helen Hillocks that was super supportive around defining what I wanted. One of the biggest things she said to me is, see, dating is practice. And that was super valuable because I didn't take things too seriously. Like if I was ghosted, it was like, okay, whatever. If I went on a date, that was like, boy, he misrepresented himself a lot. You know, it just was like, okay, that's practice. Like, I trust my inner knowing now. I trust my instincts. I'm finding my voice. And nothing was taken too seriously. And that was super valuable support from her, as well as support of just navigating, like, a new relationship and some of my old stuff, you know, attachment stuff that came up regarding that. When I started a business in 2011, I tried to do it alone for so long. And then eventually I signed on to work with Sage Levine's program in 2014 to 2016. It was super instrumental. I still use some of those tools. I still, you know, listen to like her podcasts and things like that because it reminds me of like what I'm focusing on and what I'm doing. And I worked with Amber Swenner here from Madison, Wisconsin. She's amazing from 2018 to 2020. You don't have to go it alone. You can connect and support. This next year, I signed up for, I know, drum roll, half marathon. I've always wanted to be like a runner, like just to have running be a part of my daily life. And sometimes it is, and sometimes I fall off the wagon. But having this kind of goal out there, whether I finish the half marathon or not, is not like important at all. But I'm designing this goal to be successful by signing up with Lisa Robb, who does a Turtles coaching program, and meeting weekly January, February, March, April, you know, all the way leading up to the 6-7 months of training. So if you're looking for support, like let's say on intimacy, sex, connection, communication, then sign up for a 30-minute consult with me. This is my focus. You don't have to go it alone. If these are things that you want, like your relationship with your partner, with yourself, is the most important relationship that you'll ever have in your life, why not sign up and work with somebody to really support and get the support that you need? And that's what makes these transformations go. The key is manifesting them, knowing what they are in the first place, identifying them, then putting them down on paper or vision board and truly manifesting them. And manifesting is an action word. It's not a sit back and wait for the universe to give it to you, right? And then sign up and get support somewhere, whether that's a buddy that's going to be supporting you or it's a group or even myself as a sex educator and relationship coach and psychotherapist. Like, you deserve spending that time, money, and energy on the right things to transform your life in 2022. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to meeting each and every one of you listeners as you sign up for a 30-minute consultation. You can find it at www.hotpinkyou.com. And I, again, encourage you, join my email list. There's always like inspiration and deals just for the women that are on the list. So cheers, and let's hope for a beautiful, beautiful 2022 with one another. I want to end with some inspiration from Saint Frank Sinatra. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the way, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. I hope that you live a life that's full, that you travel each and every highway, just like Frank Sinatra did with his song, I Did It My Way. I encourage you to get off this program and go listen to that song right now and create your list of celebrations, regrets, and transformation. Happy, happy end of 2021, and happy new year to the new you.